Carl Reiner has died. His career began at the dawn of television comedy and lasted more than six decades, during which he was an actor, director, writer, and producer. Reiner was 98 years old, and NPR's Ted Robbins has this remembrance.
If he did nothing else, Carl Reiner would be known for helping create one of American comedy's most memorable characters.
Sir, is it true that you are 2,000 years old?
Oh, boy.
The 2,000-year-old man began as a party joke with Reiner's lifelong friend Mel Brooks. It became a huge hit on albums and clubs and on TV. They wrote the bits together, with Reiner playing the straight man to Brooks's 2,000-year-old man. He described his role to NPR's Scott Simon.
My job is the job of the audience. I'm asking all the questions that the audience would die to ask a man who lived for 2,000 years.
Sir, could you give us the secret of your longevity?
Well, the major thing is that I never, ever touch fried food.
What was the means of transportation then?
Mostly fear.
Carl Reiner belonged to that generation of Jewish comics who helped define American comedy in the 20th century. He was born in the Bronx in 1922 to immigrant parents. He began as a serious actor, then a stand-up comic. In 1950, Sid Caesar hired Reiner for the pioneering live TV sketch comedy program Your Show of Shows. He was a writer alongside Woody Allen, Neil Simon, and Mel Brooks, among others, and he acted as a supporting player.
Being a second banana to such a massive first banana wasn't a come down at all for me. I realized I was working with the best.
Carl Reiner always seemed to work with the best, from Sid Caesar and Mel Brooks to Steve Martin and Lily Tomlin to George Clooney and Amy Poehler. His most memorable solo creation came way back in 1960 when he wrote a script for a TV sitcom called Head of the Family. It was about a, well, TV comedy writer. The star, Carl Reiner. It didn't sell until another actor was cast in the lead. The Dick Van Dyke Show was a milestone in American TV sitcoms. Carl Reiner wrote lots of episodes of the show, and he played Alan Brady, the arrogant and egotistical star of the show within the show.
Listen, you guys, you know these advertising guys are very sensitive and they have to be romance, so I'll do all the talking.
Yeah, and I'll do all the romance.
If I need any help, I'll ask for it.
Yes, if Alan needs any help.
Shut up, Mel.
Yes, sir.
Okay, fellas, we'll grab a quick bite and then get over there.
I couldn't eat a thing.
I'm treating.
I'm starving.
The show ran from 61 to 66. It made stars of both Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore. Here's Dick Van Dyke on NPR talking about Carl Reiner.
He's not only been my mentor and good friend, but possibly the best comedy writer who ever lived.
Carl Reiner directed more than a dozen movies, including The Jerk. Steve Martin played Navin, a white dope raised by a black family. Here he learns that he was adopted.
Navin, you're not a natural born child.
I'm not.
You were left on our doorstep. But we raised you like you were one of us.
You mean I'm gonna stay this color?
Carl Reiner and Steve Martin made four movies together. Here's Martin at the American Film Institute.
We became very, very close friends. He was like a father to me, although I wouldn't let him bathe me like he wanted to, and I...
If there's a theme to Carl Reiner's career, it's that, along with being funny himself, he made other comics funnier. He was a mensch, a good guy. He won 9 Emmys and a Grammy. Yet whenever it was time to take credit for something, Carl Reiner would almost always deflect the credit to his partners. From Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks is the single funniest human being I've ever met. I met him in 1900.
To his wife of 65 years, Estelle.
I never felt I had enough words to be a writer, but my wife is the one who gave me the key.
Estelle Reiner died in 2008. They had 3 children, including Rob Reiner, who, inspired by his dad, has also directed and acted in dozens of movies and TV shows. Carl Reiner was active well into his 90s. On Parks and Recreation, he played a politically powerful senior.
Look, I don't have a lot of time.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Cancer?
No, I don't have a lot of time before my swim aerobics.
He did voiceovers for the series Bob's Burgers, and he maintained an active Twitter account. In their old age, Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks had dinner together many nights. In 2012, they did an episode of Jerry Seinfeld's web series, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. As Seinfeld walked out the front door of Carl Reiner's house, he just had to tell him one more joke. Stop
that. Jerry, what's the difference between a Jew and a Frenchman? A Frenchman leaves without saying goodbye.
Yeah.
And a Jew says goodbye and never leaves.
Goodbye, Carl Reiner. Ted Robbins, NPR News.